you're halfway through the deal now for the season. I guess where do you stand? Are you happy with where you're at? At least where you're progressing to, maybe a better way to put it.
Where we're at?
Yeah.
We're 3-5 at the halfway mark. We played some good football. We played some not so good football. And I think right now, our total focus is obviously on the Packers. We've got a huge game ahead of us, a huge challenge on the road. Ton of respect for Coach McCarthy and entire staff, that organization. Got a really good football team and solid in all three phases. And, got one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback ever to play this game, and Aaron Rodgers. The guy's unbelievable. So we've got a huge challenge, but our total focus is on one thing and one thing only, and that's preparing for Green Bay.
Chuck, what's kind of the most frustrating thing about the inconsistencies? You say you play good football, and you haven't at times.
Well, just that. I mean, we're more than capable. There's plenty of video evidence there that shows that. So now it's just a matter of playing four quarters, and being more consistent, and that's what we're back on the practice field trying to do.
Your pass defense has had some issues. What's been the problem there?
Well, we make no excuses. We've had some issues, with personnel being in and out, some injuries, things like that. But again, we make no excuses. It's always next man up. Playing a lot of guys and credit the offenses that we're playing, and we'll have obviously our hands full, come Sunday with this Packers offense and the quarterback we're facing and the skill positions that we're going to face. And nobody does it better in the National Football League, and we'll have a huge challenge on our hands again.
Chuck, I know Eric Walden's been with you guys now, I think, for over 3 years. What do you think he brings to your defense, and how have you kind of seen him sort of get acclimated to what you guys do?
Mindset, toughness, physicality in the run game, edge setter in the run game, producing at a high level right now, has played as consistently and as steady as anybody since he's been here. He's a great teammate, great locker room guy. He plays with a ton of heart, passion, and grit, and 6 sacks, in the season. He's not only producing in the run game, but he's producing, in the pass game and giving us some pass rush there and being productive. And so, love Ewald. He's a warrior.
What about Tolzien?
Love him. He's going to try to do the very best impersonation that he possibly can. If anybody can do it, it's him. He's a great, great teammate. He's a great guy, and he's a smart guy. And, he comes to work every single day, and he does a great job. He's great for that quarterback room. He's really great with Andrew. He's great at his role, and I know he's got enough talent. I've seen it on tape before he got here, and seen it enough, at practice since he's been here, that if he's got to go in and play, that he could play at a winning level. Love the kid.
Can he help you on anything Rodgers related this week?
I think he spent a little bit of time with him, so I think he'll be able to.
Chuck, what do you think?
Orchestrating the offense and trying to again mimic the things that nobody's going to do it as good as 12 does it. But I think if anybody can come close, it'll be a guy that spent some time there and obviously knows him.
What do you think of the Packers, that 5-wide set and Aaron's ability to extend, and you've got 5 guys extending downfield with him. How imposing does that look?
Again, he's unbelievable at it. Those the receivers and the quarterback are obviously all on the same page. You see big play after big play after big play. We've looked at a ton of video, not only this year, but, you go back and you look at, seasons before, and we all, have seen the scary movie, time and time again. And again, he's unbelievable, and he's got great pocket presence, and he can improvise as good as anybody, and his arm is and you know, release is as good as anybody, as good as I've seen, you know. And you know, he's, if you let him out, you know, and he buys time, you know, it creates a huge problem for you, you know, especially in the back end. It's hard enough to cover him, you know, for 2.5-3 seconds, but when the play gets extended and now it's, you know, 4, 5, 6 seconds and it's, you know, 60 yard shots down the field, comebacks, you know, they do a great job of coaching it, and the wide receivers and the quarterbacks are obviously all on the same page, and there's a ton of yards being made on extended plays.
I'm curious, does the offense look different to you these past two games for the Packers compared to, I'm sure you've gone back 4 or 5 games or whatever, does it look different the last two games compared to what you've seen previous to that?
Well, again, I mean, it's, you know, credit, you know, Mike and the rest of the offensive staff. I mean, they've done a phenomenal job of you know, utilizing the pieces, you know, that they had. Obviously, they've had a rash of injuries, you know, in the backfield. And, you know, you lose Eddie and, you know, James goes down, you know, and, you know, I know, you know, brought Nile in and Nile's not there anymore. And Don Jackson, you know, got some rest, but, you know, credit those guys. And, you know, Montgomery, you know, lining up in the backfield, you know, certainly we know Cobb can line up back there, and creative as heck, and creates you a ton of problems. You know, the tempo, the quarterback, the personnel, you look at, you know, Jordy and Devontae and Cobb and Janice, I mean, a bunch of guys, and they do a great job, and they've done a great job, you know, and if they want to, they, you know, put 22 in there and do some, you know, heavy lifting. But, you know, tight ends, I'm sure, you know, Jared will be back this week, and we know him, and he's a talented guy, and Rogers. So there's a bunch of guys there that, you know, pose you a lot of problems.
Speaking of problems, what kind of problems is it posing your quarterback and run for first downs? Obviously, Andrew does it as well as Aaron Rodgers does.
It kills you. You know, it gets frustrating, you know, because you – you know, you hopefully you can get them into some third and long situations. You know, you got to play well on early downs to do that. You know, and then you want to, you know, you want to get after them and get some pressure on the quarterback. And then you got to be very, very smart, you know, on how you rush him. And you got to be very disciplined with your pass rush, you know, games and your lanes and things like that. And, you know, you have everybody covered. And he'd take off and, you know, beat you with his legs. Great athlete, you know, or beat you on extended plays with his arms. So you just got to stay steady and you got to keep playing. And, you know, you got to limit, you know, run after catch and yards after contact, all those kind of things. And just try to find a way to make a few plays here and there.
Chuck, there was a lot of talk earlier this season about Aaron struggling. He's played better the past couple weeks. I'm curious, what have you seen in your film study that he's done better recently?
You know, again, I haven't seen it. You know, everybody looks at numbers. You know, I don't let our guys look at numbers because you can just look at the stats and say they're ranked this, that, and the other. You know, I just see a talented football player that, you know, as good as there is at that position in this league and surrounded by a bunch of talent. And, you know, again, they're really efficient. They're executing right now at a high level. You know, they're getting the ball out. It comes out quick. The tempo, the pace, the way he manages things, the way he controls things with, you know, things at the line of scrimmage, cadence, extended plays, you know, running, you know, extended, you know, running for first downs, buying time. I mean, he's just... You know, he's playing at a really high level, you know, right now, and the guys around him, you know, all are playmakers and all making plays for him.
Does Frank Gore amaze you, or is he 33?
Say that one more time.
Does Frank Gore amaze you with what he's done at age 33 of running back support over the hill?
All those guys that, you know, they're 12, 13 years in the league, 33, 34 years old, I mean, there's a reason they're great pros. And, no, because I see, you know, Frank... You know, I know his work ethic, and I know how passionate it is. He is about the game and how much he loves the game, and how he takes care of himself and how he prepares. You know, and he's a great pro in that regard. And, you know, so seeing him play at the level that he's playing at right now and at his age does not shock me.